We often would go over, not often, but once in a while we'd go over and visit Heine Karsten in his operation. He was quite a miner. Then Jack Anderson, we knew him after he stopped mining, but he was quite a interesting old man. I cut his hair a couple times, and he'd bring me, for that he'd bring me gallons of cranberries. And he was a fine gentleman.
So he'd pick the cranberries?
Yes. Yeah. Very grateful for anything you did. Joe Ulmer is another character of that country. Joe Ulmer was a very learned man. He was an engineer trained in the old country, Germany. And he did a lot of the mapping for the people around Central. He was a very well-trained engineer. And he never seemed to have left the country. So many of these older men that were in the wave, sort of maybe say 10 years after the Klondike strike, some of them had gone to Nome. I know Joe Ulmer had gone to Nome. They wandered around. Maybe they were always thinking that they'd strike it here, they'd strike it there. They were wandering people. Jens Langlaw, up at Switch Creek, stayed, and maybe I remember when I was postmaster, he came in with his little sack of gold. That was his cleanup for the year. Maybe its value was $700 or less.